Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman. We're in the offices of NowSpeed by our host, David Reske.
It's great to have you here.
CEO, I should say, of NowSpeed, and it's a pleasure. Thank you for having the Radio Entrepreneurs crew take over your place for today.
Sure, it's always great to host a lot of entrepreneurs.
And our next entrepreneur up in the hot seat, so to speak, is Sarabjot Kaur.
Yeah.
Did I get that close enough?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And she is with Experify.
Experify.
And tell our listeners a little bit about your company. Why don't you tell us what you do?
We're a consulting and training marketplace connecting companies with experts in the realm of big data, analytics, and business intelligence.
So certainly a hot space today, big data analytics. Why don't you tell our lay listeners out there what it is that you guys provide?
So we are basically a marketplace where, like, you know, anyone can post a project. And it's like, you know, typically there are like four different kinds of projects. It could be like a roadmap assessment of, analytics, big data.
Tell us, if you will, as one who's not as familiar, and you're telling us that companies come to you and want to solve problems with big data.
Yeah.
Are you analyzing tens of thousands or millions of pieces of data? How does that work?
Typically, like, you know, it's mostly like it depends upon what is the size of the company. Like, if it's a, you know, smaller company, it's really like, you know, companies have their, you know, CRM data, they have their social media data, and they want to look at the customers and just derive insights from that. Like, so most of the problems surround, basically, you know, revolve around customer analytics, marketing analytics, how to optimize your marketing, how to derive insights from, like, you know, typical project would be customer churn, like how you would predict customer churn, how you would optimize your you're sending direct mailers. There was a company that reached out to us where, like, they were sending direct mailers to 700,000 customers, and out of which only, like, you know, 4,000 were converting. And so, which means, like, even if you're spending, like, you know, $1 per mailer, it's almost like $700,000. And so we tried, so one of our data scientists worked on it and reduced that number to almost 50% with like 95% accuracy. So this was a tremendous cost saving for that company. We've got, Keurig has recently posted a project where they are studying the behavior of their customer by connecting 1,000 coffee machines and understanding the brewing behavior of the customer, like, you know, what times of the day they brew their coffee, what are the temperature settings, and what are, like, you know, so that would help them calibrate their machines. So it's data over like past 6 months that they have been studying, and then, you know, segmenting their customers. We've got,
typically the company wouldn't have the scientific knowledge to really analyze the data. They can capture the data, but they typically wouldn't have the high level expertise.
Yeah. So it really depends upon the size of the company. Like, you know, for instance, if it's Gulf or Keurig or some large company, they already have a full, like, you know, proper data, like, you know, department.
Marketing analytics, like, you know, department.
Marketing analytics department who is actually doing that. But if it's like a smaller company, a mid-sized company, they are still operating their Excel models. We had a, self-storage company that had storage units across a nation. And what they were doing was every month they would go and put in their pricing for the storage units based on, like, you know, whether that's what's the seasonality, whether that's like it's a college town,
they use a basically supply demand model and influence their pricing.
And then they used to do that, like, you know, manually. So what they reached out to us, you know, they were blown away by the proposals that they received from the data scientist we have. And and they got a quote from one of the big fours for $1 million. And we basically, like, you know, flipped the model where, like, you know, in large companies, it's, the consultant would be paid, like, I would say, like, you know, 20-30% of the actual revenue generated from that project. And the rest goes to the, you know, turning on the lights.
And overhead and things of that nature.
Overhead expenses. Whereas we have flipped the model where, like, our model is, like, you know, we mark up 20% on top of the consultant fee. So, and it's a vetted marketplace. So you don't, like the reason why we started this was that I had my experience running a digital agency, and you know, we were competitive by mostly hiring like freelancers and consultants from using marketplaces like Elance and Odesk. So the problem with those marketplaces was that you had to sift through a long list of candidates until hire a couple of people until you get it right. And so that was the reason we wanted to build a marketplace which was vetted, so not everyone can join the platform. So it's a rigorous application process. You apply using your LinkedIn. We ask you a series of questions technology, tools, business function. We take their Kaggle profile. If you're a software engineer, you would have a GitHub profile. So we aggregate all of that, build an algorithm, and score candidates. And it also has a little bit of subjective, assessment involved in that, where we have people put people on waiting list, or reject them or accept them, and then the ones on waiting list we follow up with a phone call. And so far we have 25,000 experts. Wow. On our system, and these people range from full-time consultants but who have a track record to academics, a lot of academics, and also people who are interested in moonlighting. So we have the chief data scientist of Teradata on our platform, head of social at Sapient Nitro is on our platform. We got individuals who have worked at Facebook, Google. So there's no marketplace out there that has this kind of talent. And and the clients, on the client side, it's mostly a company would post a project. There will be and it's a high touch service. So we help the clients. Many of our clients don't know where to start. So it's really
So you help design the project for the client the project and really help and them figure instance, out what their goals are.
Yeah. So for instance, Gulf recently, when they posted a project, it was they're building these next generation gas stations across Mexico, 1,500 of them. Hmm. And so what
the
they
want. The Jetsons.
Yeah. So they, what they want to do is the image analysis of their license plate of the customers, hmm. And then they'll recognize the customer, and then serve up loyalty coupons or optimize the pricing, or let's say that person always gets a coffee from the gas station, so once in a while give them a coupon for that. So it's
so really make it a customized
very personalized marketing. It's not just to the level of the customer segmentation. It's even further you're drilling down, it's basically personalized experience of the customer. And for that, we started with a roadmap assessment. So one of the highly credible person who sold his company to Yahoo, who teaches at Boston University, so he worked on that project and gave them a roadmap assessment of how this will start the process. And then after that, we basically broke it into smaller chunks of projects that would be posted on the platform. And so now the second step is really aggregation of data from different sources. It could be CRM, it could be sensor data. So aggregation of all of that, and then running analytics on top of it to derive insights. And then finally, you have a dashboard where you can look at the customers and then acting on it, So it could be a loyalty coupon, it could be pricing, it could be anything, it could be a mailer, but it's connecting everything.
So it sounds like you're adding a lot of value to helping them find the right expert by helping them understand really who they need and what kind of person they need at the right point in the process.
That's really
powerful. That seems like it's different than other marketplaces where you post a project and you've got to sift through all these resumes to figure out, do I need the front end person, the back end person? And then I imagine, do you rate people? Do people charge different prices?
So it's also rating. So as soon as you post a project, it doesn't directly go on the marketplace. So we vet even the clients, because all these people are so busy, and we don't want to waste their time with unnecessary people just testing out. So we talk with the client, then we post it on the platform, and within hours they'll, you know, start receiving very, very detailed proposals. So these are not like, you know, look at my resume and I can do this and that, but it's really like people giving detailed methodology, what, how they're going to solve that problem, what are the techniques, what are the algorithms they're going to use. And finally, like, you know, out of like, let's say like 10, like every average project gets about 10, 15 proposals. Mm. And let's say you like three people, and we'll help you refine that. And our automated algorithm, basically, you know, a matching system, like automatically sends invites to the right people, and they can bid on it. And then you can pick three people, you can schedule interview through the platform. Everything happens. You pick three times that work for you, and then there's a, you know, meeting request that goes to both parties, and then our account manager is there helping the clients select the right person. And then the platform facilitates time tracking, payment, rating, and so that's how it works.
To David's point, it sounds as though not only have you built out a platform and a marketplace, you know, for buyers and providers, mm-hmm. But over and above that, you provide high touch to really facilitate the process and make sure that people are well matched. So it sounds as though there's a lot of, not to use the term hand holding, but there's certainly some touch from representatives of your company to facilitate.
Yeah, no, and also like, but we do have systems in place where, like, you know, you were rating the client, putting a testimonial and all of that, like, you know, so they'll eventually develop their own history of work. But at the same time, we are also very aware of, like, you know, if there's a project like this, like, you know, who can deliver it. So we know that, and especially for like larger companies where they don't want to go through the hassle of, like, you know, going through the, you know, bidding process, this is very helpful. And plus, like, you know, we've introduced channels, which is like, you know, a company can have a channel on Expertify where they can build their own private virtual talent pools. Like, you know, so you can specify that, you know, we're launching that service very soon. It's going to happen in a week, and our first customer is RapidMiner and Dell. So we're launching with the two channels. So where they want to build their, you know, they would specify that this is like, you know, A, B, and C, like these are the requirements to join my channel. And then, you know, experts or people who come to our website could like participate in that channel. They'll apply to, and then they'll select it. But eventually they'll have their own taxonomy. They can, you know, drill down and look for people instead of like, you know, going on LinkedIn and then searching and reaching out to individuals.
Well, it all sounds incredibly fascinating. And as we said at the opening, you know, certainly a space with a lot of need.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds to me like you've got the entrepreneurial spirit and certainly the energy to make it happen. You know, it sounds as though you really built out a wonderful platform with 25,000 providers. You know, really, really a brain trust, if you will. Yeah. Of really highly capable people.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really our, like, I would say, like, intellectual capital. The consulting marketplace is also, like, complementing a training platform that we launched recently. And that, again, like, you know, stemmed out of consulting where we've been getting, like, a lot of requests from companies to hire experts to develop curriculums for, like, you know, training institutes or, you know, deliver training for their companies.
Internal development.
Yeah, internal development. And so that really led us to believe that, like, you know, there's, in spite of all the MOOCs out there, in spite of, like, you know, so many educational institutes out there, people are still hungry for getting, like, you know, learning from experts who have domain knowledge, who have been industry practitioners. And that, again, like, you know, we recently launched that with about 40 courses, and we have about 100 in the pipeline. And the courses could range from, like, a lot of foundational data science courses being taught by a professor at Harvard, professor at Columbia, and someone who works at Cisco and Nokia. So they all came together and developed a very compelling offering. And then And so found a lot of foundational courses. Then we have industry-specific courses, like, you know, how to solve a particular problem. So as specific as NLP of Chinese language, or, you know, how to cross-sell and upsell your services, how to build a next recommendation engine. So, like, you know, tackling very, very specific industry-specific problems in telecom, healthcare. And so that is something that we've launched. And our... the thing is that if the students would complete a course, they'll get a certification, and then they'll be able to participate in the consulting marketplace. So it's really both things, consulting and training, are kind of feeding into each other. And we consider our experts as our intellectual capital. Hmm. And so the main thing is, like, you know, how to increase and basically, but still keep it curated, even for courses as well as for projects.
And it creates a nice closed loop as well,
yeah,
where you
yeah,
keep people
yeah.
in,
so
on,
it's
in
really
the platform.
Creating that big data analytics and business intelligence ecosystem.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So our guest in the studio has been Sarab Jhutkar of Expertify, and a fascinating story and a fascinating platform that you've built out. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
You can reach me via email, scaur@expertify.com.
And that's SKAUR at expertify.com.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.